This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The city of Aspen is covering two-thirds of rent for some tenants in city-owned buildings as part of its COVID-19 recovery effort. The Aspen Times reports 31 tenants are getting assistance for the next 3 months. The relief effort totals $100,000. Most renters getting the reduced rent are in the Red Brick Center for the Arts. Officials say the nonprofits and artists who operate in the building have been struggling because of the coronavirus. Colorado may be slowly reopening its economy, but there still aren't many people flying to and from Denver International Airport. CPR's May Ortega reports.
Around this time last year, DIA had more than 1,600 daily flights, but now it's down to less than 600. The current numbers are a far cry from how busy the airport used to be, but things are picking up. At the end of April, there were about 22,000 travelers a week coming through the airport. That rose to 75,000 at the end of last month. I'm May Ortega, CPR News.
A bronze chest filled with gold, jewels, and other valuables worth more than $1 million and hidden a decade ago somewhere in the Rocky Mountains has been found. Art and antiquities collector Forrest Fenn says he hid the treasure as a way to tempt people to get into the wilderness. The 89-year-old told the Santa Fe, New Mexican Sunday that a treasure hunter found the chest a few days ago and sent him a photo for confirmation. Cooler around Denver with metro highs close to 80 this afternoon and tomorrow, then warmer again later in the week. This is CPR News.